Well, I'll take a walk over there. I'm at Michigan and Trumbull right now.
It's early on a Sunday afternoon, and Dave Mesri has just started picking up trash around the perimeter of a fenced-off vacant lot. Not just any vacant lot. It was home to pro baseball in Detroit for over a century, for the first time in 1895 when it was called Bennett Park. It then became Navin Field, then Briggs Stadium, and hosted its last baseball game as Tiger Stadium in 1999. Tiger Stadium is gone now. Only the infield, dating from the corner's 1912 incarnation as Navin Field, remains intact. But for Mesri and some other diehard Tigers fans, this place hasn't lost its magic. And it bothers them that soon after Tiger Stadium's demolition, the site was fenced in and then neglected. So around the start of baseball season last year, Mesri decided to do something about it.
We couldn't stand the sight of 6 and 7 foot tall weeds all around the perimeter. So we got together. I organized something last summer called the Great Tiger Stadium Weedo.
About 30 people showed up, and the cleanup effort evolved into a regular thing. The group even developed an unofficial name, the Navin Field Grounds Crew. Their informal leader is Tom Derry, who leads the grass cutting on his riding lawnmower. Derry says he never meant for the group to become quite so official, but he does like the name.
Tiger Stadium's gone, unfortunately. It's never coming back, but we have our original Navin Field from 1912 and all the history from when it was Navin Field, Briggs Stadium, Tiger Stadium. The field is still here and all the history is still here.
As Derry talks, he eyes an extended family, grandparents' parents, and a little boy, playing a game of pickup baseball. Derry says he gets a kick out of watching games like this here.
It's a very special place here. There's probably no place in the state of Michigan that's brought more people together than this corner has.
But just because the corner is a special place doesn't mean it's a public place, at least not in the sense that some want it to be. Technically, the Navin Field grounds crew and pickup baseball players are trespassing on city property. They've been escorted off the field by police more than once, but keep finding ways to get back in. That's frustrating to city officials, who have long eyed the land as prime space to attract a major development project. Summer Woods is with Detroit Mayor Dave Bing's office.
It's not a special event space. It is not a park. It is a piece of land, and we understand that it has a lot of connections to people, but it cannot be set up, and nor is it zoned to be as such.
But Woods also acknowledges that the city doesn't really have the resources to maintain this site. The two sides are trying to work out an agreement that would give the Navin Field grounds crew permission to maintain it while indemnifying the city against liability claims. But Woods is firm that the site can only be used on the city's terms.
But it cannot be a space for playing baseball. That space is not meant for that.
Not meant for baseball? Needless to say, that's not quite how Tom Derry and his grounds crew see it. Derry says he knows things won't go on like this forever. But he hopes whatever comes along leaves the historic infield alone and accessible to baseball fans.
Eventually something's going to happen here. I would like to see it remain, first and foremost, a baseball field where anybody can go out and play.
In the meantime, Tom Derry and his crew continue to negotiate with the city and to comply when they're told to leave the field. But they also keep coming back. I'm Sarah Swick, Michigan Radio News.